T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Well, let the madness begin. It tips off in earnest in about 2 hours and 15 minutes or so. A very exciting day for many college hoop fans. National holidays today and tomorrow as they get set for 16 games on each day. It doesn't get any better for college basketball fans, Shane, I don't think. And today's a great start with all kinds of great matchups that we'll get into. Maybe we'll categorize them. Mm-hmm. No chance, long shots, upset possibilities in anybody's game. We've got plenty to fill each and every category as we get going today.
One tipping off pretty much right when we're done. Minnesota and Louisville, yeah. About 15 minutes after we're off the air. That's from the Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines, the 7-10 game between Louisville and Minnesota. Then 40 minutes after that, Yale and LSU, New Mexico State, Auburn, 30 minutes after that. They're staggered
it's awesome.
About as beautifully as you can get. And yep. Obviously you'll hear a lot of those games here on KFH. We'll have our featured games each particular time segment. But as you guys know, and gals know, if you listen to KFH before, they bounce around. They'll go to live look in, as it were, to the exciting games and ones that are coming down to the wire if one of them gets out of hand. So this is pretty much your one-stop shop if you're out and about and want to listen to some March Madness.
It's pretty good stuff. And, of course, for us locally, it started off with Wichita State going on the road. And, again, another very mature performance. Shane, I think this team is This team has flipped the switch,
yep.
And it's a very different kind of basketball team than it was really even 3 or 4 weeks ago.
I was thoroughly impressed. Now, full disclosure, I didn't see a second of it, but also full disclosure, for those of you that were listening to the baseball game last night, and there were little gaps in my play-by-play, I had to go over the live stats and see what Shockers and Furman were doing. It was
well, that happens.
It does. And when you go 13 innings, need some fill sometimes. But it was funny that the softball game with KU, the baseball game with KU, and the men's basketball game with Furman all started at exactly the same time, 6:00.
Huh.
And so on one hand, it was kind of problematic, but on the other hand, it was like, all right, this is kind of cool to juggle this and keep all the balls in the air and see what happens. And what do you know? Wichita State won every one of them.
How about that?
The Shockers beat Furman first. And I got to admit, and you asked me last night, I think, or yesterday as we went off the air, I was like, I can honestly see this game going either way. I know that Wichita State's playing well. And of all times of the year, for them to go in to play a Furman team that shoots it and spreads you out as well as they do
in a hostile environment.
I kind of had my doubts.
Yeah, right. And this is one of those NIT places that really gravitated to the opportunity, and it was a really good environment. But Wichita State's play down the stretch, scoring with their last 7 possessions.
Yeah, they played almost perfect at the end.
I mean, it was pretty damned impressive,
yes,
I got to say.
Totally agree. And then, of course, really after the fact, you go in and break it down, and Taylor helps fill in the gaps when you don't see or catch every little thing. But the efficiency that they played with down the stretch and to offset Matt Rafferty, who was as advertised, that guy was tough to stop.
Nice player.
He was kind of inefficient in the first half, but he ratcheted up in the second half when they needed him. And might it, Bruce, have just come down to a fact of more bodies for Wichita State? They outscore Furman off the bench 25-3. I don't want to say Eric Stevenson had a coming out party because it's too late for that, but he actually took that show on the road. He had 12 points in 28 minutes, and he made a couple of really big shots for them down the stretch and in the second half when actually they were kind of trading haymakers. You know, the Shockers go up by four or five, and then Furman would come charging back. And so Eric Stevenson leads the charge off the bench. And, excuse me, the two-headed monster in the post, Poor Bear didn't play.
Yeah.
But right. Asbjorn and Jaime Echenique both played at an unbelievably high level again. They combined to make 11 for 14.
Yeah.
And grabbed 20 rebounds between them. I thought, man.
Yeah, I thought the five-hole was as much the difference in this game throughout the body of the game as anything else. Now, their ability and their poise down the stretch won them the basketball game. Mm-hmm. But being in a position to win, I think, was largely facilitated by the players, by those two guys playing the five last night. Mm-hmm. It was a position of advantage. They used it, and they did good things with it. So, I agree. And now here, you know, Greg's 500th win.
Yep.
Fantastic. And he gets it in his home state, which has got to be cool and had to have been fun for him. Are they staying there?
No, they're coming back. They're on the way
back
today.
Okay.
And then they will
take
off Saturday. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought maybe they might, but no, they're coming home. They are.
Cuz that's like 35-40 minutes down the road, right? I mean, it's like basically right there.
Well, geographically, I couldn't help you there. I don't know. They're both in South Carolina, but I don't know how close they are, but they did elect to come home, and I think it's today. I think they spent the night last night and they come home today, and then they'll head back on Saturday. So one more win for them, and then it's either Arkansas or Indiana. That'll be an interesting matchup. If Arkansas wins, we could get that final game before New York at home. That's kind of the mantra for this basketball team. Let's take Marcus McDuffie home. Grew up in New Jersey, which isn't very far from very far from Madison Square Garden. And I'll tell you what, after you and I, and me in particular, about, I don't know, what was it, one or two games into the American Conference Tournament in Memphis, we're like, all right, I think we're there, but if we want to continue to get there, Marcus McDuffie needs to get his second wind and be
his
efficient self. And by golly, he has. 8 out of 17 last night. He had 6 rebounds, scored 20 points, and you can tell they're not done yet. You can tell they are not going through the motions. They're excited to keep playing, and they shot 50% on the road last night. Now, the one thing I did notice statistically, and maybe those that watch the game, and you armchair quarterbacks, did the 3-point line being moved back make a difference? Because neither team shot it very well. They were right at 29%, both teams from three. And maybe it affected Furman more because that's more of what they do. They shot 10 more than Wichita State and only made 3 more. It's never been a big weapon for the Shockers, but
I don't know.
Numbers weren't great. Yeah.
You have to ask guys, I guess, probably. And by the way, Wichita State now advances to play Clemson, who is without Sheldon Mitchell, one of their best players. Was in a very competitive game, I believe, with Wright State.
That's correct.
And none of that means anything. I mean, who knows? I would imagine Wichita State will get much more of their attention than Wright State, with all due respect to Wright State, if Clemson's interested in playing in this thing.
Right.
And they may or may not be. Who knows?
Right.
I don't know. Who knows? So anyway, nice win. 20th win, 500th for Greg. Another building block for this program, and youth is served.
Yep.
They did a really nice job last night, and really did a lot of it without Dexter Dennis being particularly available.
He took his turn as not really being much of a factor, 1 of 7.
Right.
But as you mentioned, the guys in the pivot, the 5 spot, 20 rebounds. They out-rebound Furman by 17, by 8 on the offensive glass. Points in the paint, plus 14. Second chance points, plus 6. And bench points, plus 22. So kind of more of the same of Wichita State. They now have 21 seasons with 20 wins or more. That obviously dating back to 2011 is six straight NIT wins because they ran the table then.
Sure.
17-9 in postseason play under Greg Marshall. And the McDuffie milestone watch continues. If he plays more than 31 minutes at Clemson, which he likely will, he'll break Randy Smithson's school record for total minutes played in a season. Prior to 1980, stat sheets at WSU didn't include minutes. So
now they're playing more games now. So
and that too,
reason. Yeah, sure. So,
but his 623 points are fourth on the single season list behind Mo Evans, who is 632. So he's got a real shot to catch him. Won't catch Dave Stallworth or Xavier McDaniel. No need to get into that. But like Furman and Wichita State and Clemson have never met in basketball. So that will change. It will be a 1 o'clock game on ESPN. And then the survivor of that game will play either top seed Indiana or number 5 Arkansas next Tuesday or Wednesday. And so the winner of that will go
that.
To New York.
That's great.
Yep.
That's great. Opportunity to continue to play, and we haven't really chatted about it, but going on the road into a hostile environment, not just winning, but winning in the and look, I get everything's relative here. We're talking about Furman, and we're talking about a team in the Southern Conference, and I understand that in the grand scheme of things, it's kind of like, hey, you know. Put the brakes on.
I don't know. Vegas had Wichita State as a prohibitive underdog. It wasn't
right.
just
they
a coin
were underdog
flip.
In this yeah. game. Absolutely. And I would argue that relatively, you throw that out the window because in a relative sense, it's about where this program is and it's about how it's developing and how it's taking steps forward. This late season run has done what? For the start of next year, it's changed the expectations for this program and where this group can be. Now, they're going to lose two very key guys,
mm-hmm.
no question about it. But my gosh, the experience that these young players are getting here and the way that they've stepped up here down the stretch. In postseason play, look how good they've been in postseason play. They were very good in Memphis, I thought, mm-hmm. as good as any collection of games that they played this season. And then they add to it with a very impressive performance last night in a place and an environment and against a team that would have been very difficult for a lot of teams to beat simply because they were into it. That town was into it. That building was into it. It wasn't like playing at some of these other places in the NIT where there's a lot of fans disguised as empty seats. Mm-hmm. There was energy in that building last night, and that's a great win for a young program. So,
because there are so many young and inexperienced players, not right now, but you know, relative to last year, the year before, wherever they were, you can tell this team is excited about playing.
Sure.
In the NIT. That's not the case with everybody. And I'm not. I'm certainly not going to put Furman in that category because they were, by all accounts, looked like they were into it. They weren't sleepwalking. It was a competitive, entertaining type of basketball. But you run into sometimes in the opening round of a it's not as simple as this, but this is where it starts. One team wants to play and the other team not really.
Exactly. Exactly. And that's just the
and
way it
I,
is.
And I would
in the
say
NIT.
This, and I don't, and maybe now that Clemson's got a win under its belt, and maybe things have changed there. And I'm generalizing here, but I think if you took Wichita State and dropped them into Clemson in the opening round, I think it would have been a very real possibility that Wichita State beat Clemson because of the hangover effect that Clemson was on the bubble and had to settle
sure.
for an NIT game with Wichita State. I think that's very possible. And that is very possibly what happened with Wright State hanging around. And that was right down to the wire. That was they were exchanging free throws and twos, you know, and the final score was a little bit not indicative. It was a one-possession game the whole pretty much mm-hmm. right down the stretch with Wright
yep.
State. But now that whoever's left kind of has a whiff of winning, now I got to believe everybody's like, well, what the hell? We might as well try to win the whole thing now.
Well yeah, absolutely. You know? Sure. Why not?
Norfolk State beat Alabama last night. Harvard beat Georgetown. So now that you've gotten past this opening round and got your eyes opened a little bit, now I think everybody's just like, eh, we might as well, let's see what happens. It's a fascinating draw across the bracket from Wichita State in that TCU is hosting Nebraska next, and the winner of that gets the winner of Memphis and Creighton.
Yeah, which is pretty cool.
And that game's being played in Omaha. So, yeah. It'll be the winner of those two with a chance to go to Madison Square Garden on April the 2nd. So, and then, which I would say Wichita State's side of the draw is maybe the second most interesting because winner of WSU Clemson gets Indiana and Arkansas. So,
yeah.
There's your NIT update. Last night, within minutes of one another, baseball and softball were both playing at the same time. A couple of hundred yards of one another, same opponent. The Wichita State softball team was down 9-5 in the sixth, end up pushing KU to 9. They walk off KU in softball, so the Shockers win 11-10.
Wow.
And then the baseball team got two runs in the first on a home run by Luke Ritter, didn't score again for another 11 innings. And 3 hours and 48 minutes after it started, Hunter Gibson hit a moonshot home run to right field. They walk off KU in baseball, and that led athletics director Darren Boatwright to send out a tweet that henceforth, I think every single Shocker sporting event will start at exactly the same time at 6 o'clock. Because that was a
That's a pretty good day right there.
Pretty good day to be a Shocker, yeah.
Good stuff.
Like I said, everybody had to kind of juggle what they wanted to pay attention to, but all's well that ended well if you're a Shocker fan, because every sport that started at 6 o'clock last night won the game, and two teams had to go overtime to do it. Softball went 9, and the Shockers went 13. By the way, Shocker baseball team and their pitching staff that had been maligned for much of the first 18 games almost set a program record for strikeouts. They struck out 20 Jayhawks last night, one short of the record.
Holy Christmas.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I know it took them 13 innings, but the all-time record was in 1994, and that was 21 strikeouts against Illinois State, and that was by two pitchers, and it only lasted 10 innings. Mike Drumright, I think, or 11 innings. I was there. I should remember. Mike Drumright set the program record individually with 17, and he got a no decision. The game went extra innings. And then Jamie Bluma struck out the next four. Shockers won that game, and the total was 21. Last night, and two other Shocker staffs struck out 20 in a game. So on one hand, we're all happy that we didn't have to strike out 21 or 22, but 20 in 13 innings, not too shabby for a pitching staff that had been kind of maligned a little bit.
Is Mike Drumright maybe the best Shocker pitcher that we don't talk enough about? When you go back and look at some of the great arms that have been in that program,
I'd say he's
Drumright. Drumright was pretty damn good, man.
Well, his junior year, he was a first rounder.
Oh my God! Yep. Yeah, no kidding.
First round draft pick, a guy that I think by your framing of the question there, he's in there. Yeah. I mean, for a high profile big draft guy, yes, for sure. Now there's a bunch of other guys who, got All-America mentioned, won a bunch of games, but weren't real high drafts, so they're a little easier to kind of slip through the cracks. But Drumright was a big physical, hard throwing power.
Boy, he sure was.
Just a horse.
And, absolutely. So, good stuff. Good stuff all around. All right. The Shocker sweep yesterday, good stuff for them. Now we get into the madness, 16 games on the docket. find a place to settle down and enjoy this because it's two of the best days of sports viewing that there is each and every year, and we'll dive into it a little bit more coming up next. There are four categories, as I see them, in games that tip off today, Shane. No chance, long shots, upset possibilities, and anybody's game. So maybe we can categorize a few of these, but there are enough upset possibilities in anybody's games to make today pretty interesting. Pretty interesting stuff. Jeff Haxton joining us coming up next, the play-by-play voice of Texas Tech, formerly of Oral Roberts, one of the really, really good guys in broadcasting.
That dirty dog gets to go home. Aren't they playing in Tulsa?
Yeah, they're playing in Tulsa.
How about
that? They're playing in Tulsa, so how about that? It great stuff. So and really a good dude, Jeff Haxton, coming up next as Texas Tech gets ready for play on Friday. We're back here in a minute.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.